Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is 250 million euro. And the lottery has carried out research today to find out what you would do with the winnings. There's some really interesting findings. 71% of you say that you're going to buy a house for everybody in your family. I'd easily give them a million each, right, of 248 million left. 70% say they would, they'd actually sign three of the world's best footballers to their favourite football team. 52% of you are very big. You're going to give 10 to 25% of your 250 million to charity. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I'm buying a yacht, one of those super yachts that you see off Monaco. I want an island and I want a vineyard called Gilligan's Gargle. Paul Merriman, financial consultant with askpaul.ie, is with me on the line today. What advice would you give to the Euro Millions winner?
Tell nobody, Andrea. Tell absolutely nobody first. Try and keep it yourself as long as you can, and make sure you obviously get some advice as soon as possible. I think what happens here is that, and we've been lucky enough that they had the odd phone call on the Monday morning when someone's won the lotto and they're looking for advice.
Oh, so you've advised the winners, you have?
Yes, we have indeed. And it's always do nothing, come in, have a chat. But the big thing that people forget is, and I promise is true, it's actually, it's a lot of stress and it's a lot of worry for people.
I find that hard to believe.
I know, but you see, this is the thing. Once people get the money, they start to panic, especially if you've told people. So it changes relationships. It changes close relationships, distant relationships. It depends on the makeup of your family. Yes, you can go off and you can buy all the things you want to buy, but it's the family connection and the people around you that are going to either make it or break it for you. And we see this happen all the time. If you look, for example, the NFL players over in the States, they make tens of millions, not hundreds of millions, during their playing career. And well over 60% of them, it's reported, end up bankrupt at some stage because they don't know how to handle the money. And most cases, they give it away. You said there, I think it was 20-25%.
10 to 25%,
yeah. Giving to charity, yeah, yeah. Obviously, but 250 million pounds, and it is an extraordinary amount of money. But it's that type of, almost the bigger the pot of money, the more stress it brings to people. And there's loads of things to consider here, like even from an inheritance tax planning, your structures, your kids, everything. So I think the biggest tip I can give anybody, whether it's a lump sum from even as simple as a redundancy right the way up to winning the lottery, or selling your business, you still need to try and get a really good plan in place and achieve what you want to achieve first, and then look at all that kind of giving away, the big spending, etc. Because, you know, I've seen an example. I can't remember this guy in the UK who won, I think at the time was well over 10 or 15 million, and it was gone within 4 years and he was back to being a bin man. So you see this all the time with people with cash because they just don't know how to manage it, and it's the people around them that usually get them to make the wrong decisions.
So your advice is, if I were to contact you now Monday morning, I've won the 250 million in the Euro Millions, you wouldn't hear from me for about 2 weeks if you gone missing anyway the first thing. But so your advice for the first week or two is do nothing with it.
Yeah, the week or two, do nothing and try and tell us. Try and tell very few people about it.
Nobody knows.
So do nothing. I think you'd probably ring in sick. I think most people are going to go to work, to be fair. Good luck. That's the attitude, and that's absolutely fine. But yeah, it's do nothing and then try and take a step back if you can, which is very, very difficult to do. But it's again about trying to find what you want to achieve. Like, what are your life goals? What are your ambitions? Because, you know, people are talking about buying three, and it's all kind of a bit of fun as well with the lottery, but trying buying three players for the Premiership club or whatever it is. You have to try and see what made you as a person and what was ticking you along as a person anyway, and what satisfies you in life. And believe it, it's very rarely large lump sums of money. They bring the good things, like the kind of the cars, the holidays, the maybe a bigger house. But if you don't find out very quickly once you win or you come across any lump sum what you want to achieve in life, you're going to be distracted and you're going to buy the stuff and it's not going to make you feel happy, and you're going to buy more stuff and more stuff. And it actually ends in depression. And by the way, make sure everyone does the lotto and try to win this thing. I'm sounding like this is a bad thing for people. But you just have to try and make sure you know how to handle it and it doesn't cause a negative impact in your life.
Yeah.
Because we're all programmed to think, like the research there from the National Lottery, we're all programmed to think that it's going to be absolutely amazing and life-changing. And obviously money does give you a lot of stuff. but you just have to make sure it doesn't work against you negatively, and especially your close relationships. Like the amount of people that will automatically assume they're getting a million and they might get a half a million and they might be annoyed with you. Like, there's just so many chains of thought that go into
this. Paul?
All the time, yeah. Even with people selling businesses, even with people with redundancy checks, it's once money comes into family, it is always very, very, very tricky situation.
Because like they're all lining up, you see, if they've the hand out and they're thinking, well, hang on now, Paul's after getting 250 million there, so yes. I'm the second cousin once removed, I'm bound to get something.
Yeah, and you're going to find people, I'd always say as well, for that type of money, obviously, as well, when the National Lottery do ask you to come into the office, they'll ask you, do you want the PR or not the PR? Make sure you go, not the PR.
Oh, God, yes.
Because number one, you're going to get a lot of begging letters. You're going to get people kind of you've never heard of. But even your close family members, it spirals in. Like you said, second cousins. You know, imagine how quick that news was spread. And then people want to celebrate with you. But then obviously you have a lot of people that mightn't be doing well. A lot of people that are down the luck or whatever's going on in their own life. And they think that your money will help them. And that always happens with lump sums. So big thing is, obviously, it's going to be great. Whoever wins this money is definitely going to change your life. But you just have to plan it and make sure change your life for the better rather than for the worse. Mm. And believe it or not, it's a very, very fine line.
Do you, so after the 2 weeks when you sit there and do nothing and tell nobody and go and get proper professional advice, so there's probably no point in reinvesting this really in shares and policies and stuff,
actually,
is there?
Really good question. So what you don't want to do is put it in an Irish bank because the interest rates are so appallingly bad. So you want to be going in towards a European bank or a wealth management firm. So just think about how this works. You go into the National Lottery, they give you the cheque and everybody lodges it to their own account. And you're going to have the bank manager and every sales advisor in the bank onto you, hounding you for the next 2 weeks anyway. So, and that's where it's very important where you even put the money. Just for argument's sake, you're going to pick up 2 to 3%, if not more, per annum in interest, which is enough to sort your life forever anyway. So trying to make those clever financial moves early is really important too. And you're going to need a financial planner, you're going to need somebody from tax, and you're going to need a solicitor as well, because you're going to need a succession plan. Like, it's a massive responsibility, that level of money.
Yeah. Some of the texts from listeners, Tessa tells me, if I win the Euro Millions, I'm going to help all the dog sanctuaries and I'm going to get rid of all of the puppy farms. Another listener tells me, I am with 250 million. I would start by looking after my parents. They worked all of their life to make my life easier. Now it's time to swap roles. This listener isn't going to heed any of Paul's advice. The first thing they're going to do is take a photo of themselves with the 250 million euro check, and then they're going to WhatsApp it. WhatsApp that picture to every member of their family. Some of the more wacky ways the lotto found today, people are going to spend the money. They're going to build a 3-bedroom house just for their dog, buy their own chocolate factory, buy an entire airport so I can travel at a moment's notice, install a gold toilet, because why not? I'm even going to buy an entire airport so I can hire my own jet, have my own jet to fly my friends and my family all over the world. If you're the winner of the Euro Millions today, congratulations if you managed to win that over the weekend. That's Paul Merriman, of course, financial consultant with askpaul.ie. Paul, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.